This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day before a very dramatic day, a confrontation of eight Republican candidates for President of the United States. Now, this is compared to 2016, which I think a lot of people remember, where at one point there were 17 candidates who participated in debates. They had a varsity team, and then they had the kids' table, the junior varsity team, you may remember, which was often dominated by Lindsey Graham. Yeah, he was running for president, too. George Pataki, the three-term governor of New York, Republican governor of New York, was on that junior varsity table. So one thing that the Republicans have going for them this year, that was a very big problem in 2016, was that 2016 there were so many candidates, and none of them outright embarrassing or ridiculous or anything like that. They were formidable candidates, and there were just so many of them that the one who stood out the most ended up dominating. That was the one major Republican candidate who won't be participating in the debate tomorrow night. The debate, by the way, is tomorrow night. It's from 9 to 11. It's a two-hour debate, and it's 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern time. So in Pacific time, if you're in the Seattle area, that's from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., and I have no idea what the availability is going to be of the already taped conversation between Tucker Carlson and Donald Trump, which will be an alternative for people who would rather watch that than watch the eight candidates debate. Here are the eight candidates who qualified, who are going to be on stage. Former President, Vice President Mike Pence, the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, a former U.N. ambassador and former governor of South Carolina, Nikki Haley, entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, the former New Jersey governor, Chris Christie, Senator Tim Scott, the junior senator from South Carolina, and North Dakota's governor, Doug Burgum, and the former governor of Arkansas, Asa Hutchinson. And there's something that's very notable about this group of people, this group of eight people. And that is that for political experts, the kind of people who are cited in this long article that we had begun talking about in the Washington Post about America being broken, is that part of the problem right now is that a great many of the prominent politicians that you hear about are members of Congress who tend to be on very far extremes without a lot of administrative experience. And again, there's so much gap between, say, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It's a lot of space in between there. But one thing about these eight people who are going to be debating tomorrow night, six of those eight people are governors. Six of the eight. Yeah, really. Because Vice President Mike Pence was governor of Indiana when he was elected vice president. Nikki Haley served two full terms and distinguished terms as governor of South Carolina. The Governor Christie also served two distinguished terms. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum was just reelected with the highest vote total of any North Dakota candidate for governor in history. And then you have former governor of Arkansas, Asa Hutchinson, and the only two people on the list of eight people who are going to be up there are who do not have experience as a governor of a state. The only two are Tim Scott, who is a United States senator. And before that, he served in the House of Representatives, so he knows both houses of Congress. And Vivek Ramaswamy, who I think you could invent all kinds of reasons to talk about why you think he might be qualified, but that would take a certain amount of inventiveness. He's written books. He's made a lot of money. He's a successful businessman. But compared to the people with experience as governors of states, it's simply not there. And part of what they argue in this Washington Post piece about how America is broken and most people feel America is broken has to do with some of the difficulties that we have constitutionally. When people look at institutions in the United States that have lost the confidence of people, they have to do with all three branches of government. The confidence in the presidency has gone down. Confidence in Congress has gone way down. And even the Supreme Court, which used to have a higher level of confidence, has been reduced. And part of what Dan Baltz argues in the Washington Post is part of the reason that this confidence has gone down is because it is so difficult to address issues that clearly could use some improvement. For instance, we were talking before about the shooting with an unregistered gun, with a gun without a license to it. The shooting of this storekeeper in Cedar Grove, California, because she was flying a rainbow flag. The idea of a compromise, some kind of reasonable change, they've been able to do this at the state level, and this brings, again, the advantage of governors. And people have more confidence in general in state government because it's closer to them. But the federal government, how many years have they been talking about, quote, comprehensive background checks on guns? How many years have they been talking about the need to repair a completely broken, ineffective immigration system and to get enhanced security at the border? And by the way, it is not true that President Trump built 400 miles of wall. He built almost 40 miles of wall. 40. And the rest of anything that was built was actually repairing wall that was already there and wasn't doing the job. But when you look at situations like this, and you look at our education system, why should the United States, with our heritage and with our wealth and our power, why should we not have the best education system in the world? Or at least one of the best. Why is it always Finland and Poland and South Korea? Those are the big countries that rank highest in terms of providing education for their young people. Why can't we actually do something about some of these problems? And part of what Dan Baltz argues is that it has to do with a constitution that is extremely resistant, and it was designed that way for change. And he talks specifically about the way the Senate is set up, where Wyoming has the same Senate representation as California, despite the fact that there is a 100 times difference in population. California is about 40 million, Wyoming is about 500,000. It's 80 times. This is provocative. But so is the situation regarding Hunter Biden and a Republican saying he's now taking it much more seriously. And what does that mean? We'll talk about that with Henry Olson of the Ethics and Public Policy Center coming up on the MedVet Show.
This is going to be a little bit provocative.
The Michael MedVet Show.
Yeah. public resignation from the New York Times exposing bias and anti-Semitism shook the nation. She is the author of The Twitter Files, which exposed the orchestrated bias against conservatives in social media. On Friday, October 13th, join featured speaker Barry Weiss at Washington Policy Center's annual dinner. WPC is your voice for market-based reforms. It exposed the new so-called excise tax on capital gains as an income tax, no matter what officials call it. And while the governor and cap-and-trade advocates promised minimal to no impact on gas prices, WPC warned it would raise the tax you pay on gas by approximately 45 cents a gallon. And WPC research showed the encroachment of critical race theory in Washington's classrooms. WPC provides the insight and analysis you need to stay informed and to act. Subscribe to WPC's free weekly newsletter and support improving our state with free market principles. October 13th in Bellevue at the Hyatt Regency. Ticket and sponsorship details at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Michael Medved Show. Henry Olson is a Washington Post columnist. He is a senior fellow at the Ethics and Public Policy Center. He has also been the Thomas W. Smith Distinguished Scholar in Residence at Arizona State University for the most recent semester. And Henry, appreciate having you on the show again. Your latest column has the headline, Why the Hunter Biden Saga Deserves a Serious Investigation, and a very provocative opening. You write, I have long dismissed the Hunter Biden story as an irrelevant sideshow. But recent revelations have changed my mind. What most of all changed your mind to lead you to take the Hunter Biden scandal, and it is an emerging scandal, more seriously?
We now have claimed evidence, testimony from a former business partner of Hunter and various emails that places Joe Biden in league in some fashion with Hunter, that we now have testimony that the president, while he was vice president, met with Hunter and his clients from Ukraine and participated on numerous phone calls that Hunter facilitated for his clients. We also have allegations and evidence that the president used aliases in emails to keep Hunter in the loop about things that were going on in the White House with respect to his clients. And the fact is, whatever it could be, that this is not evidence of a collusive business partnership, or it could be that this is the beginnings of a scandal that implicates Biden in wrongdoing. And the fact is, only an investigation will let us know.
Should that investigation be articles of impeachment, which have been introduced by Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert and other members of the Freedom Caucus in the House of Representatives? Do we need an impeachment investigation to get at the bottom of this?
I think what we need is something akin to the Watergate era, that when wrongdoing started to become linked to the White House during the Nixon administration, the Senate put together a bipartisan committee that had public hearings to look into it, and it led to discovery of more facts that ultimately led to impeachment. I don't think we need impeachment hearings, certainly not of the sort that Adam Schiff ran, which were partisan, one-sided, and unfair. What was good for their goose should not be good for the Republican gander. But I do think what we need is a more transparent process to and dive into the question that ultimately sank Richard Nixon. What did the president know, and when did he know it?
The shocking thing about this is for 5 years, David Weiss, who was appointed to the job by President Trump, David Weiss down in Delaware has been looking into Hunter Biden's affairs fairly closely and intensely, but has said almost nothing about the President of the United States and his involvement in some of these issues. Why do you think Mr. Weiss, who's a veteran prosecutor and, again, appointed by Donald Trump to his job, why do you think he has avoided casting any light at all on what now appears to be a much more substantial involvement by Joe Biden in these goings-on than we had previously realized?
You know, I think that's one of the great unanswered questions, and I think it could very well be that what needs to happen is some sort of investigation into his conduct of the investigation. That just because he was appointed by President Trump, given the Senate blue slip procedure, which is to say that senators of either party can veto nominations, and that clearly not mean Biden, because he was not a senator then, but clearly means Democrats who are close to him. I think it's entirely plausible that he should be investigated. But I can't describe a motive without facts, and I think that's one of the problems with our discourse these days, is that we jump to accusations which don't have a sound factual basis based on possible interpretations of evidence, and before saying something definitive about his motives, I would prefer something that's more solid.
How do we go about, I mean, I think your idea is intriguing. I remember, of course, the Watergate Committee under the chairmanship of Sam Ervin, and I think Howard Baker was the ranking
Howard
Republican.
Howard Baker was the ranking Republican, yes.
Yeah, and they were obviously approaching their job as public servants, not as partisan hacks. People on the committee like Lowell Weicker, who was a Republican from Connecticut, who was aggressive against his own Republican president. How do we go from a situation that we have now where the basic investigations are very partisan ones led by people like Jim Jordan and Jamie Comer, members of the House, Republican members of the House, to something that does have the kind of bipartisan credibility that you're talking about?
You know, I think it would have to be something that is decided by the leaders of both parties, that they have to say, look, we have our political pressures. You know, it's not to say that those were models of perfect comedy. You know, certainly, but Baker was trying to defend the president, but from a factual basis. And what you had was a sound commitment to process that enabled facts to come out, as opposed to what we saw with the Schiff investigations, which was a unsound process. I think what you'd have to do is have McCarthy and Jeffries sit down and say, look, this is important to the nation. It's important that we look into this, but it's important we look into this fairly and try and find people in both caucuses or conferences who can do that with maybe a smattering of the extremists on all sides. And if that's not possible, then you have to go with what you've got. But it would be ideal if they could say, let's for once put country above party.
Should this investigation proceed in collaboration with the ongoing work of David Weiss, who has been raised in terms of his standing to being a special counsel on this, or should it be in place of David Weiss?
Well, I think it can be complementary, that it can be, you know, Weiss is a special prosecutor, but he is still a member of the Department of Justice. Now, one might query whether or not it's appropriate to give somebody who could still be fired at will in some way a special prosecutor status that would have not passed the smell test in Watergate, which is why Nixon had to bring in somebody who was respected and utterly outside of the Department of Justice to be the Watergate special prosecutor. But they can be complementary, much as the January 6th committee was complementary to criminal investigations going on in the Department of Justice against President Trump.
The piece by Henry Olson, Why the Hunter Biden Saga Deserves a Serious Investigation. Henry, always appreciate your joining us on the show. We've linked your piece up to, at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be back with what to expect at those climactic debates tomorrow night, coming up on The Medved Show.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
The Michael Medved Show.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. Former Trump attorney John Eastman is out on bond after surrendering to police as part of the 2020 election interference case in Georgia. Eastman responded to reporters' questions outside the jailhouse.
Do you still think the election was stolen?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
No.
No question.
Eastman is one of former President Trump's 18 co-defendants facing criminal charges. Hawaii officials are warning the death toll in Lahaina could rise sharply in the coming days. The death toll grew by one on Monday and now stands at 115. As of Monday night, all destroyed single-story homes have been searched for remains. The effort is now shifting to multi-story structures. Taco Bell and other fast food chains could switch to digital-only sales. That's according to The Hill, which reports parent company Yum Brands said in an earnings call this month that it plans to move to 100% digital sales at its restaurants, which also include Pizza Hut and KFC. John Schaefer, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved Show. Okay, we have eight debaters tomorrow night, and then we have the ghostly presence of Donald Trump. They have not, at Fox News, yet ruled out the idea that they might actually play some tape of Donald Trump and ask some of the people on the stage to respond to it. I actually don't think they will do that, and I think that clearly the people who are going to be there in Milwaukee would rather have a rare chance to actually get some attention for their own campaigns rather than making President Trump the center of attention in every situation. And the eight participants, again, are Mike Pence, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Chris Christie, Tim Scott, Doug Burgum, the governor of North Dakota, and you have to say that for him because he is not well known, and former Arkansas governor Asa Hutchinson, who is also not particularly well known. In terms of the people who I think are likely to emerge as stars and maybe to advance their campaigns the most, I do believe that those people are likely to be Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, who is a very good performer and has a great penchant of saying outrageous things that get attention, and also Chris Christie, because he is combative and he's been through this debate situation before, and people know that he has a means of telling it like it is. That's the name of his super PAC, by the way, the Tell It Like It Is super PAC. The interesting thing is that I am not including, Tim Scott. A lot of people have been waiting for Tim Scott to sort of explode out of the pack and to do better. But, and is it possible that I might be underselling him and that he might tomorrow do the kind of performance that turns heads and changes minds? I think that's possible. I think that is possible. But he would do that by being more cheerful, more positive, more optimistic than any of the other participants, who in many cases are trying to do different tones or levels of angry. Certainly there's Vivek Ramaswamy. And right now, before the debate, there's a great deal of controversy concerning some comments he made on CNN and defending comments he had made in The Atlantic magazine. He, in Atlantic magazine, he had actually commented about 9/11, claiming we don't know the whole story, and even suggesting that he believes that American law enforcement officers may have been involved with actually blowing up the World Trade Center. It's completely outrageous. It should disqualify him for any serious consideration for support as a presidential candidate or a vice presidential candidate. Here is Ramaswamy on CNN trying to defend his 9/11 comments. Clip 1A.
You were asked another time recently about whether or not 9/11 was an inside job. This is what your response was.
9/11, inside job, or exactly how the government tells us?
I don't believe the government has told us the truth. Again, I'm driven by evidence and data. What I've seen in the last several years is we have to be skeptical of what the government does tell us. I haven't seen evidence to the contrary, but do I believe everything the government told us about it? Absolutely not.
Ask two questions.
The 9/11 Commission? Absolutely not.
I mean, Vic, I think people look at those comments. They look at what you said in The Atlantic, which you say you're misquoted. They look at comments that you've made about the Federal Reserve adding zeros to media companies' bank accounts. And, I mean, it looks like you're floating conspiracy theories with this defense of I'm just asking questions.
And and Ramaswamy's response to Caitlin Collins on CNN? Listen.
Well, when you actually quote me, those are my words, and I stand by them. So somebody else quoting me, putting words in my mouth, I have a problem with. But those words I stand by. You want to know why? Because we literally know the FBI, the 9/11 Commission, the U.S. government on down, told us specifically that Saudi Arabia had no involvement. 20-plus years later, quietly declassifying documents, showing that not only did Saudi Arabia have involvement, it was a Saudi intelligence agent that received two of those terrorists that crashed planes on 9/11, killing Americans.
But the question was, is 9/11 an inside job? And you didn't say
about.
No.
Caitlin,
that's what I
just
think people
Caitlin,
are looking
you
at.
Caitlin, you know what's really funny? You literally just played that, and you could play it for your audience again. He said, or do you believe everything the government has told us? And my answer was, I do not believe everything the government has told us.
But you see
because
the
they
point.
Lied.
The point
and
of it,
I know this game comes
open.
Up, Caitlin,
it's
every time there's
game.
An outsider who comes in.
It leaves the door open, Vivek. It leaves the door open, and someone who is a 9/11 truther
we
looks
have a
at
government
that and says,
that systematically
that's exactly
lies.
What I believe. You
that
think the government's
a,
lying about 9/11?
Who, I think the government has systematically and for a very long time lied about 9/11. And I think I'm the
what
only person
exactly
who's told us the truth. Saudi Arabia's involvement. It is absolutely true.
But you don't
that Saudi
think that 9/11
Arabia
was an inside job, correct?
In of course not. And I've never said it.
Okay. Again, this is extraordinary and probably sets him up for getting some pretty harsh questioning. I'd love Chris Christie, who obviously has strong feelings being from New York area about 9/11 and what it means. The there's a piece by Andy McCarthy who is so wonderful in putting all of this into perspective. He writes that, having now looked into it, here's what I think happened. Ramaswamy was running with a Tucker Carlson demagogy that the Capitol riot was an inside job. As is his wont, Vivek sought to next level it in an interview by The Atlantic. And by the way, it's an interview where he could not have been misquoted because it's been recorded. It was recorded. As is his wont, Vivek sought to next level it in an interview by The Atlantic by comparing allegations that FBI undercover agents were on site at the Capitol with the imaginary presence of police on the hijacked planes that jihadists crashed into the World Trade Center and the Pentagon on 9/11. Ramaswamy's point, assuming he had one, was that the public deserves an accounting of law enforcement's role, if any, in stoking the January 6th riot, just as we would expect that in the 9/11 Commission investigation, the question whether police or federal agents were on the hijacked planes would be explored. It was an imbecilic analogy. We know who hijacked the planes and that there was no reason to believe that law enforcement participated in the suicide attacks. That's why Vivek, who is very far from an imbecile, hastened to add that he personally had no reason to believe there was any law enforcement participation in the 9/11 attacks. Realizing he dug himself a hole, the candidate has forged two disingenuous escape routes. First, he now says The Atlantic misquoted him. That seems highly unlikely. The quote is lengthy, the context is clear, and the interview was recorded. The Atlantic says it stands by its report, but it has not released the recording. Ramaswamy says he'd like the recording released, so let's hope it is. Second, Ramaswamy claims that what he told The Atlantic is that the government misled the public about 9/11 to conceal the breadth of Saudi involvement. It goes on. But at this point, to stoke conspiracy theories as part of a presidential campaign means that consideration for president or vice president really should not be in order here. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show, 1-800-955-1776.
We need to deal with the truth. The Michael MedVet Show.
You know how the line to the song goes, it's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy, it's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. online. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
You know everything about anything.
Michael Medved.
And yes, I do believe that there will be a great deal of attention paid to Vivek Ramaswamy at the debate tomorrow night. Precisely because in a lot of the polling, he is moving ahead of Ron DeSantis as the number two rank, still far beyond behind President Trump. But that has led to many people saying that President Trump might be tempted to take Ramaswamy on as a running mate. I don't believe that. I think President Trump is all but decided that he is going to have a female running mate, and it probably would be Carrie Lake, would be, according to insiders in the Trump campaign. That's the former president's thinking right now. But look, he hasn't won the nomination yet. And he won't even be there tomorrow night. Meanwhile, yes, Ramaswamy will get a great deal of attention, but I'm not at all sure that it will be positive attention. I do suspect that the attention will be positive and the performance will be well received by Nikki Haley. She is out with a brand new ad before tomorrow night's debate. And it's an ad that works fairly well and sounds like this, clip 10.
I've never lost a race. I'm not going to start now.
So there's a new sheriff in town.
Don't mess with Nikki Haley.
You should know this about me. I don't put up with bullies. I wear heels. It's not for a fashion statement. It's because if I see something wrong, we're going to kick them every single time.
Nikki Haley is a rock star.
She's so tough, and she's so consistent.
I would never count Nikki Haley out.
You want to tell me I'm past my prime? Hold my beer and watch this.
Biden team is worried that if Nikki Haley gets that nomination, they could be in trouble.
I have devoted my life to this fight, and I'm just getting started. For a strong America, for a proud America, I am running for president of the United States.
And she could play more excerpts. Her announcement speech was very good and helped her. We will see. There's a Juan Williams is going to be joining us next hour, and he has a piece in The Hill. Could DeSantis be this year's comeback kid? That's also a fascinating possibility. And there is a DeSantis, for instance, interviewed by Fox News about Trump skipping the debate. A lot of people have commented that, look, President Trump has been very, very hard on DeSantis, who he calls DeSanctimonious. And he's saying that he's falling out of the sky like a wounded bird. Wounded by a feral cat? I don't know. That was yesterday. President Trump is very, very tough on Ron DeSantis. He hasn't really been that tough in responding to Donald Trump. And what a number of commentators have said is he is not going to beat President Trump unless he takes him on. And there is clearly room for that kind of disagreement. Here is DeSantis interviewed by Fox News about Trump's decision to skip not only this debate, but the next debate, which is scheduled already for late September. Here's what DeSantis had to say. Clip four.
Everybody should debate. Everybody has a responsibility to earn people's votes. Nobody is entitled to anything in this world, less of all the Republican nomination for president. So I'm going to be there. I'm going to be making the case. And this is really a great opportunity because I don't think very many people over the summer have been following it that closely. I think this is going to be the first time where candidates are going to be able to speak unfiltered to a large number of Americans. And so I'm going to make the case that under Joe Biden, this country is in decline. We need to send Biden back to his basement in Delaware and reverse the country's decline. And I'm the guy that can do it. I've proven it in the state of Florida, and I won't let people down as the next president.
And here is S.E. Cupp commenting on DeSantis and about the need to change his campaign strategy. This is clip six. Have DeSantis on the issue of crime as a campaign issue. Now, when he was in the Navy, he was a Navy prosecutor. He was in the JAG Corps, the Judge Advocate General Corps. And here is DeSantis talking about prosecuting criminals and hitting crime harder. Listen, clip three.
Because you look around the country, they have some of these prosecutors in San Francisco, Chicago, Philadelphia, L.A. They get elected and they say they're not going to enforce laws they disagree with. So they think it's wrong to go after somebody who mugs you on the street or even breaks into your house. And so what ends up happening is the criminals start to rule the roost. And people aren't safe anymore, and they start fleeing the cities. Well, we've had two of those types of prosecutors in Florida say they were not going to enforce laws that they don't like. I removed both of them from their posts. So we are not going to let these prosecutors get away with this in our country. You can't be a successful country if every urban area is a total hellhole. So we're going to crack down federally. We're going to make sure they're enforcing the laws and upholding the civil rights of their citizens. And we will never, ever let people like BLM burn down cities in this country ever again.
Okay, he also is doing something that can actually build opposition to Joe Biden. One of the many issues in which Democrats do poorly, according to all of the polling, is crime and is public safety. And CNN even reported on a recent focus group that showed that Biden is losing support for, in an area where he can't afford to lose support, which is among people of color, particularly when it comes to the economy. Listen, this is clip nine.
You conducted a focus group recently, and you did so with Biden supporters. Mostly people of color or exclusively people of color?
All people of color.
All people of color. And I just want to put some of the adjectives used by the people you spoke with. Discouraged, pathetic, pessimistic, the lowest it's been.
You know, Dana, what we're finding in these focus groups, and the reason we are laser focused on young voters and voters of color is because what we've learned is that when the president's approval rating drops by 2 or 3 points nationally, it's because it's dropped by 10 or 20 points amongst his base. And that base of young people, of people of color, are growing frustrated with a lack of perceived progress.
Okay, which is obviously not a good sign for President Biden. And meanwhile, on the Republican side, Charlie Sykes, who is a longtime talk show host in Milwaukee, which is where these debates are going to be held. And Charlie is also one of the principals behind The Bulwark. And he talks about a situation that has horrified, he says, lots of Republicans. This is clip two.
Look what happens to the people within the Republican Party who have tried to say, hey, you wouldn't raise your kids this way. You wouldn't hire, as an employee like this. Look what's happened. Look what's happened to Liz Cheney. Look what's happening to Adam Kinzinger. Look at the poll results for even Chris Christie. So this is part of the problem that we face now. And the Republican Party, and look, there are a lot of Republicans that look at this and are horrified, and yet they are either unable or unwilling to break Donald Trump's hold on this party.
Okay, and is that what tomorrow night is going to be about, is to break the hold of Donald Trump on the party? Or is that hold based upon that one-third, and it is about one-third, of Republicans who are absolutely loyal to President Trump and very much want him to have another term as president? Now, there's also polling that shows that Republicans, many of them who say they prefer President Trump, are willing to consider someone else. Could it be Ron DeSantis? We'll be talking to Juan Williams of Fox News coming up. Could DeSantis be this year's comeback kid? Also, marriage, the economy, and tattoos. All coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I Resort.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.